Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for joining our show this afternoon. This is a new beginning with Sister Mary Armstrong. And it's good to have you with us this afternoon on this 10th day of January. And we're thankful that God allowed us to be with you again on this day. He is surely a good God, and we just thank God for his goodness and his kindness and all that he is doing for us in this hour, knowing that we can do nothing without him. We're going to be coming to you today from the third chapter of Acts, but we're going to pray first. Most holy and all wise God, we thank you for allowing us to come to you one more time. We thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. And we ask you to bless everyone that may be on the line. We ask you to let it be a blessing to those that's listening in today. Help us, God, to be able to minister to someone. We don't know what each one may be going through, but we know your word is able to touch, God, to heal, to deliver, and set free. And we know, God, that if we trust you, Father, you have it all under control. Be with us throughout this broadcast and help us to lift you up. Help us to decrease and that you might increase in our lives. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be coming to you, third chapter of Acts. And we know the second chapter is when it talks about the promise coming, the Holy Ghost. Some say Holy Spirit, but it's the same thing. When Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send a comforter. And we know Pentecost came, and that means the 50th day. When Jesus died on the cross, when he rose the third day, he walked the earth 40 days. Then he went back to the Father, and he had told the disciples to go back to the Jerusalem and tarry. And they went back to the upper room, it was 10 days. And on that 10th day, they heard a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them like cloven tongues of the fire. And it went down into them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And it began to speak, and they began to speak in other tongues. And it came with power. So you'll be filled with power. Praise God. And they had the same power that Jesus had. They would do the same thing Jesus did and more. They could lay hands on the sick and they would recover. And that's the same thing today. If we live holy and have the Spirit of God in us, it's not us doing the work, but it's the power of Jesus Christ in us, that we can lay hands on the sick, praise God, and they shall recover, praise the Lord. And we know that Peter and John and the disciples, as they went about doing what God said, God used them, praise God, to do the work that he gave them to do. Now, we talk, and we know Pentecost means 50. It's the 50th day, and they went about doing what God said. And the title is A Vital Church Group. And in the third chapter of Acts, it talks about Peter and John. And it says, the first verse says, and Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. That was 3 o'clock in the day. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, so as arms of them that entered unto the temple. He had been crippled from his mother's womb. And they brought him there and laid him at the gate to ask for alms. He was a beggar. And that's the only way, no doubt, he could have what he needed, where people would give him money. Praise God. And that was the way he made a living, to get what he had to have. He asked alms. And who send Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms. But he was going to get more than what he was expecting. He was expecting for them to give him money. And you know what? When we serving God and we looking to him for all, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He knows exactly what that young man needed. Peter and John may have never seen this young man before, but God was exercising the power of God through these men because he had blessed them with the Spirit of God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. Hallelujah. Praise God. That power of the Spirit of God was down in them, and God was going to use them then. Praise God to bless this man that was sitting at the gate that was crippled from his birth. Praise God. And this man was 40 years old, they said. He was around 40 years old. Now, he had been crippled a long time, had never walked. But look what God was going to do to this young man. And he said, who sent Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Now, this is just like when Peter went to Cornelius' house. Now, you know, the Jews didn't have no dealings with the Gentiles. And so he had to deal with Peter. And Peter was on the housetop, and they were fixing food, and God allowed him to go into a trance. And this sheet let down, and it had all kind of four-footed beasts on the sheet. And Peter said, none of these have entered into my mouth. Jesus said, then he said, what I've cleaned, call not thy common. And the sheep went back up, and then it came down again. But he said, what I've cleaned, call not thy common. He was dealing with Peter about what he was getting ready to use Peter to do, because he had sent, Cornelius had been fasting and praying, and the Lord let an angel come to Cornelius. He was a Gentile. And he had let an angel come to Cornelius and told him to send man to Joppa to get Peter to come to his house and all that stuff. Because he hadn't done that, Peter wouldn't have went. But when they came to where Peter was and they told him, Jesus dealt with Peter, and Peter went with them to Cornelius' house. And when he went to Cornelius' house, Cornelius bowed down to Peter, and Peter rose up and said, I'm also a man. And he knew that he let Cornelius know, you know, that they didn't come into a Gentile's house, but God had dealt with him. And he began to tell him about self and all, about how God has showed him, I sent an angel and all that, you know. And Peter began to preach to them. Cornelius had his family and kin people all there. And Peter began to preach to them about Jesus Christ and all that. And they was, when they heard it, they was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. He let them know it was for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. Praise God. But anyway, letting you know, God dealt with the Gentiles just like he did the Jews. So here, it goes back to where Peter, as he laid his hand on the, told the blind, the crippled man here. He said, and he gave he unto them, he's talking about the crippled man, and he gave he unto them, and looking to receive money. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And look what he did. And he took him by the right hand, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. The power of God from Peter and John got into this man, and he leaped up. It got into his ankle strength, got into his ankles and his legs, and he began to leap up and down and went in praising God. It was a miracle from God. It didn't come from Peter and John, but it was what was on the inside of them. The Spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost got into them. And he went in with them leaping and praising God. And all the people saw what was happening to this man. And look what happened. And they knew that it was he which set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Honey, God had worked a miracle on this young man's life. And as they, the lame man, which was healed, healed Peter and John, all the people ran together unto the porches called Solomon, greatly wondered. But Peter, they didn't take the credit. They gave God the credit. That's why when Jesus uses us, we can't take the credit. We have to give all the glory and honor to God. We're just a vessel that he uses. But we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Because if we take the credit, we can't be used by God. We can't get the big head and think, I'm all this. Because we're just a vessel that he uses, and we have to give all honor and glory to God. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, saying, ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As though our own power of holiness, we made this man to walk. It wasn't us, but the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified the Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, the just, and denied a murder to be granted unto you. And they did, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof ye are witnesses. See, Jesus didn't stay in the grave, but he rose the third day. Praise the Lord. And listen what happened. And through his name, through faith in his name, made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith was by him had given this man perfect soundness in the presence of you all. That's why you see him walking, leaping, and praising God. And listen, it through ignorance she did this, and did all your rulers. Praise God. Because Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Well, they know not what they do. They didn't know what they was doing. Lord, have mercy. Said, and look what he said. So repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. But those spiritual leaders, the spiritual leaders, they still didn't want to listen. They still didn't want to give God praise. They still didn't want to give him honor, but they locked up Peter and John. They locked them up, put them in jail overnight. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captives and the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ, the resurrection from the dead. And they locked them up. Praise God. But that didn't stop them, because they knew in whom they believed. That's why we have to be the same way. We know in whom we believe. If people don't accept it, it's on them. But we have to stand for what is right. We know what we believe. We know there's only one God, the true and living God, and that is Jesus Christ. And some people don't believe it. They don't want to serve God. But there's only one true and living God. And that's the only one that you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. He gave his life that we could be saved. And that was for the whole wide world, not just for the Jews. But when he died on the cross, it was for the whole wide world. The sins of the whole world, those that yet to be born, because we was conceived, we was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Every child that's yet to be born, they're going to be born into sin. But Jesus died for all them also. Praise God. But I don't care how good you may be. You say, I never commit. I don't drink. I don't chase after women. I don't commit adultery. I don't tell lies. I don't do none of, I don't steal. I don't do none of those things. But listen, if you don't believe in the name of Jesus Christ, if you don't accept what God sent, his only begotten son, if you don't receive him in your heart and ask him to forgive you and receive him in your heart as your Savior, you're going to be lost. Because God sent the best he had. And if we don't receive him as our Savior, we're going to be lost. He was the last sacrifice. So if we can't receive him in our hearts, we lost. There's no other remission of sin but him. And over here, look what they did. They threatened them. They didn't want them to preach no more in that name. They didn't want them to preach in that name. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, by what power or by what name have you done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, look at this, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand before you whole. So this is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's the only name that you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. And he paid the price for us all. He did it all for us. The sins of the world, for every sin went into him on the cross. And all we have to do is ask for forgiveness and follow him. Praise God. We were the one guilty. He wasn't guilty. He was the only one, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He was that lamb that was slain. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were ignorant. Look how they looked at them. They perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men. But they took knowledge that they have been with Jesus. When you spend time with Jesus, people realize it's something about you. It's something about that woman or that man. Because you have been with Jesus. You remember when Moses went up on the mountain and stayed there with Jesus all that long time, and when he came off the mountain, the glow was on him. He had to put something over his face, I think. Lord, have mercy. Something about when you spend time with Jesus. It changes you when you spend time with Jesus. Praise God. You're not the same. You don't think the same. Praise God. We're supposed to be Christ-like.
We're not like the world. Look at the world the same as the Son of Man. Said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We can't take on everything the world does. We can't dress like the world dresses. We don't talk like the world talks. We don't go places like the world goes. So we're different. We're different. Praise God. There's been a change on the inside of us. There's a lot of people saying I'm a Christian, but there's not been a change made on the inside. Because it has to happen on the inside. And when it happens on the inside, it shows up on the outside. Praise God. That's just like if I tell my sister, you know what, I went to the doctor and I'm pregnant. He said, I'm 3 months pregnant. Okay, and they're okay, 5 months come along and I'm still looking the same on my stomach's flat, nothing's changed. Well, honey, you should be showing by now. 6 months, I'm still flat. Nothing's changed. Something ain't right. If you carrying a child and there's no change at all, when them months keep passing by, something ain't right. If you say I'm a Christian and you still doing the same thing, you still got the same habits, you still dressing the same way, you still talking the same mess, something ain't right. But when you get born of the Spirit of God, when you get born again, like he told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God. You like that song, I looked at my hands, my hand looked new. I looked at my feet, they did too. It's a change on the inside. Praise God. He takes out that old stony heart and he gives you a heart of flesh. Praise God. You're not the same anymore. Praise the Lord. When he chose those disciples, praise God, he chose those disciples. But he said, when he told Peter, I may have said this on one of the other programs, he said, when he wanted to wash his feet, he said, you'll never wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash, you have no part with me. He said, well, wash my hands and my head. He said, and he said, you clean, but not all of you, because he knew Judas. Judas was a devil. He said, I've chose you all 12, but one of you a devil. So he knew Judas's heart wasn't right. So see, from the heart flows the issue of life. And the heart is desperately wicked, the word of God said. Who can know it? And when the heart ain't right, the whole body ain't right. So, but when you get that heart right, it's going to show on the outside. So they want to know about this. But see, Peter, he began to tell them. Now, when they saw the boldness, they know that they had been with Jesus. And behold, the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do unto these men? They begin to talk amongst themselves. People talk amongst yourself and plot against you. Then indeed, a noble miracle has been done by them. It is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. But that it spread no farther among the people, let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Don't let them, just threaten them that they won't speak anymore about this. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, will it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye? For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. So see, they didn't quit telling about Jesus. They look what, and then they begin to rejoice. You're going to go through things in this life, brothers and sisters. It ain't going to be a flower business. And James said, think it not strange when fiery trials come. Don't think it's strange when you begin to go through things. But we are to rejoice and talk to God about it. No, you don't like it when hard times come or people talking about you or don't like you. But we are to still look to the Lord and praise God anyway. Don't hang our heads down and cry about it. But tell God, give me grace to go through. Give me grace to continue to lift up your name. Give me strength to continue to tell somebody about the Lord and do what's right in your sight. And look what else happened. Look what else happened. For the truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hands and thy counsel determined before to be done. And listen what they're saying. This is the disciples. And now, Lord, behold, they're threatening, and grant it to thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the hand of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. I heard it said it's one Holy Ghost with many feelings. So God just renewed them again. And they was rejoicing in God. So, honey, keep on trusting God. Keep on believing God. He won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. If we don't give up on God, he's not going to give up on us. Even though they threatened them and all that, they still was asking God, help us to continue to do what you give us to do. Help us to continue to lay hands on the people. Help us to continue to tell about Jesus Christ. Help us to continue to do the work that you have anointed us to do. That's what we have to do. Whatever God has put in you to do, that's what you have to do. And if you do that, God will be by your side. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So if we always stand up for God, he's going to always stand up for us. We're not alone. Sometimes you may feel like you're alone, but you're not alone. If God be for you, who can be against you? You're not alone. We're not alone going through here. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't feel like you're walking this road alone. Even though I say you're a self traveler every now and then, know that Jesus is on your side, knowing that he's pleading your case. Satan is an accuser of the brethren, but Jesus pleads our case. He is still our lawyer. Jesus is our big brother. He's our big brother, and we can always go to him. And we can tell him about our troubles, and he'll see us through. He is there. He's faithful. Even when we're not faithful, saints, he's faithful to us. And he will see us through our darkest hour. He's still there. And he knows how to speak comfort to our hearts. He knows how to lift us up when we're feeling down. Sometimes you will feel discouraged. Sometimes you will feel alone. Jesus had to steal away and pray. He had to steal away and pray. And if he had to steal away and pray, and he was God in the flesh, We have to steal away and pray and spend time with him. We have to spend time with him and tell him all about our troubles. Instead of us going to tell our sisters or our brothers, we need to first tell Jesus. Like we have a song we sing, just tell Jesus, tell it all. He'll bear our troubles. He'll bear them. He'll help us carry our load. All our brothers and sisters can do, they can help pray for us. But Jesus will work it out. He'll fix it. When we learn about our children or different situations in our life, tell Jesus about it. He'll work it out because we can't fix it. But he knows how to fix it. He knows just what to do. And he'll fix it in his own time. But we have to wait on the Lord. The word of God says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he'll strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's what we have to learn to do. He may not come when we want him, but he is always on time. I can't open up the mics myself, but I do hope that, I don't know if Apostle's on the line or not to open the mic, but if not, we still hope that you will know that we're still praying, we're able to still pray and talk to the Lord. And prayer requests are there. We always, already, I went up, God still honors those requests. And he knows when to answer. But we have to seek God's face and believe that he hears our prayer. And he knows when to turn it around. He knows when, because he's already answered some of them. He's already answered some of the prayers. And he knows when to answer the rest. Those that are sick, he knows when to answer those. My son's in surgery for his knee today. But I believe God is his angels right there with him. And I believe everything's going to be all right. Praise God. And I think in April we'll go for the other knee. But I know he took care of me when I had both my knees done. And I believe he's going to take care of James as well. And you that may be up surgery or different things going on in your life, you be encouraged and believe God is going to see you through. Because he's a God that he knows all about it. He knows our end just like our beginning. All we have to do is tell him about our troubles. Just like the lady that kept going to the judge. And she kept on going to the judge. And he got tired of her coming. He said, I don't fear God nor regard man, but said, I'm tired of this woman coming. So I'm going to grant her request. Jesus said, look at the unjust judge. But he's not like that. He will honor our request, and he'll do it for us. Praise God. So we can tell him about our troubles. We can go to him in prayer, and he will answer. He will answer our prayer. We can go to him anytime. In the morning, in the noonday, at night, midnight hour, he always hears, and he'll honor our prayer. So I ask you to be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged, and just keep on trusting the Lord. And we're going to end it by going to God in prayer. We do thank God for the scripture. You the same Lord today. You the same God, and we thank you for Jesus, for he coming into the world, because this was a dark and evil world. But you the same one that healed the sick, raised the dead. You the same one that's taking care of us now. And you the same one that's hearing our prayer today. We ask you to bless everyone on the line, whatever the situation may be. We ask you to touch the situation. If it's healing in the body, if the situation's in the home, whatever the situation is, we know it's not too big for you, Lord. We ask you to touch the situation. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If it's sickness in the body, we ask you to heal, Lord. We ask you to touch the body, Lord. Whatever it may be, touch the body, Lord, and send healing through the body. Whatever the situation may be in the home, oh, God, whatever it is, it's not too big for you, God. We're putting it in your hands, God. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. You know all about it, Jesus. Oh, God, we're calling on you because we know you're the only one. You see the whole thing, God. You see it, Lord. You know the root of the problem, and you're able to solve it, God. You just want us to trust you with all of our heart. You want us to not lean upon our own understanding, God, but in all our ways acknowledge you. We thank you for this hour, God, that we've come into. And we know, God, that you're able, God, to answer our prayer. Hear our prayer today, Lord, in your precious name. Honor our prayer. Look down upon everyone that's on the line. Lord, you know their hearts. You know their desires. Father, work it out. Work it out, Lord, and help us to praise and worship you. Help us to honor you at all times. Let your praise continually be in our mouth. Help us to lift up holy hands, God, unto you, God, because you are worthy, God, of all praise. God, remember my mother-in-law today, Lord. Touch her body's right now, Lord. Touch her mind. Oh, God, give her a peace of mind, Lord. Help her to trust you, Lord, and lean on you, God, because you're able to work it all out, Lord. Let her last days be her best days, Lord, in your holy name. Bless all the sick and all the afflicted. Bless the bereaved families today, Lord. Comfort their hearts today, Lord. Speak peace and comfort to their hearts, because I know you're able to, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. We ask in your name, amen, amen, and amen. And we just say shalom. And we hope you all have a blessed day. Till next time, we pray. Amen.